This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 27. The Right Antidote. Our reading comes from Exodus 20, verse 17, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. If you are bitten by a rattlesnake, the right antidote can neutralize or block the venom that begins spreading into your body. The antidote can prevent death or even sickness. Spiritually speaking, the sin of coveting can also introduce a poison that can lead to committing other sins in our lives. The 10th commandment forbids us from coveting anything that belongs to our neighbor. When we covet what belongs to others, we develop a deep longing for what they have, and these other persons become little more than an obstacle to the fulfillment of our desires. Coveting becomes intertwined with envy, and these sins diminish us too, by making our spirits restless and filling our hearts with the toxins of bitterness and resentment. But the Bible offers a powerful spiritual antidote. Paul wrote to the Philippians from prison, where everything had been taken from him, including his freedom. And he offers his own straightforward prescription. Learn to live in contentment with what God has already graciously provided. At the most basic level, contentment means trusting that God knows what's best for us and will always provide what we need. Deep contentment also leads us to rejoice in what God has graciously given to others. Contentment is not a quick-acting antidote. It comes gradually through the long, sometimes painful process of dying to ourselves and being made new in Christ, who died for us. Pray with me. Lord, forgive our coveting. Help us to look to You for all good things and to rejoice in all You have given others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.